Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Tonight's message is the importance of getting things done and putting time aside to get things done. And this is because I every Thursday I get together with Johnny, who helps me with the IT, and we look at things like the Google AdWords and measuring conversions and trying to look at the website analytics and look at how we can maximize conversions. And we haven't been doing it for a few weeks. We've been off over Christmas and things, haven't really been doing it. And it's quite amazing the effect it has had. And I did a webinar on Monday, hope you caught it. And one of the things, one of the points I was trying to make on the webinar is that when you do clinical work, it is like water in the breeze. It's dead money. It just goes because you do clinic work and then it goes. When you do work on your business, you can actually do things which will pay dividends in the future. And you know, we all think we're busy doing clinical work and things and don't really spend much time on like looking at the analytics of the website, for instance, and trying to, you know, maximize the attractiveness of our website and get people to get in touch. But we don't feel like we've done much, me and Johnny. We go and meet a Starbucks in down the road, and we go, you know, bring a laptop down to Starbucks, have a latte, and just go over stuff. And it doesn't feel like we're doing much. But honestly, the inquiries we've gone, when back in the day, like a year or so ago, when we were into it, you know, we were getting 200 plus inquiries a month. You know, good 10 inquiries a day, sometimes more, some, you know, 20 or more over a weekend. But it had gone right down over Christmas, and you can think it's because it's over Christmas and things, and maybe so, to like less than 100, 80, you know, 70, 80 a month. And as I say, we've just started doing this again, and they're like in the clinic, like, oh my God, what's happened? You know, phone's ringing, back up to sort of 180, 200, back up to how we were in the heyday. And you know, every week we're doing more to try and increase those numbers and to try and make the website more engaging and to get more inquiries. But the point is, it's interesting because when we do that time, when we spend that time doing things, in my head I'm always thinking, I must make a little thing for the Beauty Spot page, or we must do a blog on this or that, and I'll do that when I get home, and I never do. And it's just that it's usually so is we meet about 9:30 to about midday, maybe 1 o'clock, so it's a few hours we spend there, a couple to 2 or 3 hours, and that 2 or 3 hours is, you know, we actually do things, we get stuff done, we look at the analytics, we change it, we make ads, we look at the how the ads are performing, we look at how we whether we're getting the conversions, where we're spending the money, if it's cost effective, if we need to change things. We actually do things, and I always think in my head, when I get home I'll do that little tweak and things, and I never do. Like I said, got home at whatever, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock today, what have I done from then till now? I haven't done those things. Went out for, you know, lunch and went around the shop. So it's amazing how you just don't do things. And for me, it really helps being with Johnny, and all the things we do, we could easily each of us do on our own. But the fact that we're kind of holding each other accountable, we're sitting there, we're doing it. If I went to Starbucks on my own, there's no way I would get the same amount of stuff done. And it's also nice because you think, hold on a minute, I think I've already, haven't we already done this? And he's like, I'm sure we've already done this. I'm not losing my mind, am I? Why are we having to do it? There's all sorts of things. And it's amazing how difficult it can be to navigate all these things like Google Analytics and what have you. It's, even though we've been doing it for years, literally we've been doing it for years, we're still like, where do we find this in Google Analytics? Where do we find that? It's not very easy to find. And the change, they change things and they change menus, and it's just nice to have someone to bounce off. But those couple of hours every week, and I kind of know I'm probably not going to get anything done between now and next week. It's half term next week, but between the weeks, I don't look at the conversions. I don't look at the things. I always think in my head, oh, I'll have a quick look just to check that thing that we did, this week. We always make a note of what we've done to see if that works, and I just never get round to it. Although it doesn't take long, I never get round to it. And what I would like to say is the fact that we set aside the time, and the fact that there's two of us, I think that really helps that there's two of us. I don't know if that's possible in your practice, but certainly to set aside the time to actually, for instance, look at analytics, and look at analytics, see which pages are working well. I'm sure the home page will probably be number one, but you might be surprised what number two is, not number three. I've spoken about this before, and look at how you can maximize those pages to get people to get in touch. Just maximize those pages. Is there some more engaging content? Can you make some nice pictures? Can you put some before and afters on? Can you put a testimonial on? What can you do to maximize those pages and to increase conversions? And how are you measuring conversions? Are those conversions being measured effectively? You need to know, particularly if you're going to start spending money on it. I was going to say, but I don't think you necessarily have to. One of my things, but if you are spending money on Google AdWords, Google needs to know which ones are converting, because it'll then send more traffic to those kinds of people and those ads that are converting better than the ones that aren't converting so well. So it needs to know what a conversion is. So, filled out a form, which means it gets to the thank you page. That's one conversion. Clicked on the WhatsApp button on my website. That's going to be I'm going to do a workshop next week, next month, first Monday of the month. What is it? 5th of March, is it? Anyway, whatever the first, 4th of March, I'll be doing a workshop about how to get that WhatsApp button on your website, actually showing you how to do it. I spoke about it in the webinar before Christmas, but I'll actually be doing it because no one's actually done it, so I thought I'd better show you how to do it. Telephones, the other one. So these are all conversions. These are all, people have phoned the number. But you need to let Google know that these are conversions so that you can see which pages are converting better than others. And you can try and tweak things and change things to try and increase your conversions. But, as I said, I'm at the beginning, in the description, I am a big fan of meetings. I think meetings are great. I do quite enjoy meetings, especially when they're meetings about growing your practice. But there's a tendency for meetings to talk about stuff, not actually get things done. That's why I've changed the mastermind to actually talk about stuff, but also actually do things on the day, so that once we've gone, they're done. Because I know that if we're half done, I always get very frustrated, because I think they're not going to, you always think, oh, I'll just finish that off, it'll only take me an hour. You just don't find that time. So you need to get it finished and completed on the day, on the mastermind. So it's on done, email sent, not I will send that, sent, website changed, updated, boom, live, done. So so it needs to be done, because it is worth, I said 1 hour's worth, doing is worth 10 hours of saying. It's probably more than that. The ratio is more than that. 20, it really is exponential, the actual time actually focused doing things, compared to the time thinking, wouldn't this be good? Wouldn't that be good? And a lot of times we know what will be good. We know what we want to do. We know the sort of things we want to say. We know how we want to engage with patients. But we don't actually do it. We don't, it's amazing when you talk to someone like, well, for myself, the classic example, my See and Treat clinic. I'm like, we have to promote the See and Treat clinic. And then I look on my website, I'm thinking it's not very obvious that I do a See and Treat clinic if I'm looking at it from a patient's point of view. And there's me going on about, we've got to do AdWords and this and that. And, why aren't we getting more people for the See and Treat clinic? Well, we're not really telling them that we do a See and Treat clinic. We're not already explaining what that is. So, actually looking at what you can do to make things change, to change things, and actually changing them, actually doing it, the doing of it, writing a blog post. I remember years ago at a meeting, and I said, "Oh, you've got to do lead magnets and that. Maybe something about different types of facelifts, because this guy did facelifts." "Yeah, that should be fine." I said, "Right, let's have a deadline on it. When do you think?" "Oh, I'll do that this afternoon. Do that, when I get home this evening." Did a discovery day with the same chap 3 years later, and I had the board from the original meeting, and I said, "Do you remember we said about the facelift thing? And you said you do it this afternoon. You see, they do it that day. Have you done it yet?" "No." Literally years later, hadn't done it. And if I said to him, "Look, you've got to do it now, or you're not leaving the room. You're not having anything to eat or drink until you've done the facelift lead mag. It's just like four types of facelift sort of thing, or whatever. Knock it out in an hour, easy, half an hour probably." But we just don't spend time doing it. So I don't know what the answer is. It works for me with the Johnny session on Thursday mornings. That works for me. Find something that works for you. Find a time you put aside to it to actually do things. And it really helps to do. I think it helps to get out of the environment. When I was writing my book, I used to go to the cafe down the road to write my book. So I think it does help to get out of the environment. Bring your laptop. Treat yourself to a latte and a Lotus Biscoff cake or something like that. I think that does help. But try and find something that works, and genuinely, you will find an hour is enough. An hour a week is plenty, really. It really is. An hour of productivity, of actually doing, is golden. I wish I could help you to. I hope I got the point across, and I wish I could help you to do it, but literally just setting time aside. And I guess that's what the mastermind is about, just having that day where we actually get things done. Because that is all that matters. When the rubber's on the road, it's got to get things done. That's the only thing that's going to move your practice forward, when things are actually done. It's got to get in the can, done, sent out there in the world so the world can see it. If the world can't see it, it's not done. So get it done, get it sent, get it out there. Hope that's been helpful. Half term next week, and I'll be all over the place because things are going on next week. My daughter's going to Nepal, so I'll see you the week after. Look forward to it.